Always very appreciative of Keith Smith, Spot Track. Joining us to talk some basketball there. He said what I thought. He said what I said earlier, which was... I forgot what he said that I said earlier. Hold on, it's going to come to me.
About Kevin Durant?
Yes, them being scared.
Yes,
that he might want to bounce.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Trade deadline's looming. We have a Gwen versus the fans coming your way. Chance to qualify for a terrific Las Vegas prize here. Changed up in the last, couple days?
Yeah, what do we got, Tony?
No. I'm going to leave that for you, buddy. Nice try. Scraby will explain what we have coming up here pretty soon. But, as we get closer to the draft, Scraby, and we haven't gotten to that yet. Yeah, the NFL draft. We were talking about it in between the break. Travis Hunter, which position you think he should play?
Yeah, that's a raging debate right now.
What do you think he should play?
I think he should play cornerback because I don't know he's a good enough wide receiver, but he's a really good defensive player.
That's what makes it that conversation so interesting is that you see some scouts say that he's a better wide receiver. Some say that he's a better corner. There doesn't seem to be a consensus on that.
I mean, as a professional athlete, Tony, what do you prioritize? What I'm going to be better at or what I'm going to make more money in, which is playing wide receiver?
Which one allows you to play longer? That's how I would do
that. Neither. Corners, maybe, I guess. You're not getting decked over the middle.
You don't have to tackle, I guess. I guess you don't have to be known
to
be a tackler.
You can Olay a little bit if you want to.
I don't know.
I mean, you could make good money as a corner, too. You have to be top of the top of the top to make the good money as a corner.
Yeah. I would say same thing. Same thing for corner. You know, in order to make any real money, you do have to be top of the top. Just like in wide receiver side. Or did you say corner?
I said corner, yeah.
I'm sorry, wide receiver, for sure.
Yeah.
It's the same thing on that side, I would say.
I'm curious as to where he's going to go. He's being picked in the fourth position to the Patriots, which Drake May is a good place if he wants to play wide receiver, but they also have Christian Gonzalez, so he would be matched up on the other side of Christian Gonzalez.
Which sounds like the start of something good.
Because
a lot of these teams have cover corners on both sides.
Yeah, Christian
Gonzalez. That you can leave alone.
Shadows the number one, so Travis Hunter would only be responsible for the number two, which is not a bad deal.
Not a bad deal. All right, let's 833-288-0973 if you want to take on me.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you are playing for... Hold on, I got to put someone on hold. There we go. Motley Crue just announced a brand new Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM March 28th to April 19th. And you're going to be qualified for a chance to win a trip to Vegas to see that show live, including two tickets to the show, plus a hotel stay at Park MGM. Get your tickets to Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM now at Ticketmaster.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris or Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. If Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time
player,
let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. I did restock the questions.
You sure? You thought you restocked them yesterday.
No, I restocked them for sure this time. I had a little bit of a nightmare last night about... You know you work too much when you have a nightmare about Chris versus the fans and you don't have any questions? That's bad.
I don't think it had anything to do with you working. That is just Matt Scraby...
Nightmare?
His internal... That's how you work.
Guess what you guys did in the nightmare? You made me sit there and look up every question and it took forever. So I didn't want that to happen. I made sure I got those questions in, which is something you guys would totally do.
All right. Go ahead. Give me my first contestant.
Let's go to Eric.
Eric, how are you on this lovely Wednesday?
Oh, hey, guys. It's been a long time since I've gotten through. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good. Thank you, Eric. Here we go.
First question
number one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Eric's a serious player. I remember Eric. Let's see. What do the Chiefs have displayed on their helmet?
An arrowhead?
An arrowhead? No, sorry, that was the wrong button. It was not Tua Tagovailoa. It was correct.
Nice work.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What cruise line is Shaq the spokesperson for?
I feel like I just saw one of these the other day, too. Royal Caribbean?
Royal Caribbean. I'm sorry. Stay there, though.
I believe he is the spokesperson for a former boss of his from the Miami Heat. Carnival, I believe, is the cruise line.
Sorry, Eric.
If I'm not mistaken, the owner of the Heat owns the Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh. Seems like a very expensive business to be in.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
Have I been on a cruise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a real cruise?
Yes.
Like, where
my grandmother, on my mom's side, used to take us, all of the cousins, on trips.
Okay.
Like when we were younger.
Oh, that's my grandpa did the same with us.
It was pretty cool.
We never got on a cruise. Cruises
scare me. I've gone on one cruise as an adult. It was pretty cool. It was all right.
Yeah.
That boat moving. Whew.
And the whole Titanic aspect of it.
I don't want to think about it. You realize how small that boat is.
Oh, yeah.
In the ocean.
Even though it looks massive.
It looks massive.
You are
it's a
an
pee.
Ant.
Yes. Yes.
That's why the ocean
scares
me.
That's the scary
me.
Part. Yeah.
That's why it scares me.
That's all why right. I don't mess with the ocean in general.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. All right, next contestant is going to be Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
What's going on, Alan? How are you, man?
Good, good.
Good.
Good. All right, here we go. Question number one. What team currently has the worst record in the NBA?
Oh.
I don't watch NBA, but take a wild guess. The Clippers?
Not a bad guess at all.
Not a bad guess, but it is incorrect. Tony?
I believe it's the Wizards.
The Wizards, yes. Sorry about that, Alan. They won 8 games this year so far?
It's single digits. I knew that.
8 games. What is going on?
I don't know. Is that my phone doing that? It might be my phone.
I think so. All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Zach in Mira Mesa. Hello, Zach.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Doing well, Zach. How about yourself, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. Hanging in there.
Love it. Love it.
All right.
Let's get to this first one.
Myles Garrett is a member of what NFL team?
Man, again with the NFL stuff. Let's see here. I know you guys have talked about him multiple times on the show. Who's in? I think Cleveland. I want to say the Browns.
Nice. Got it in just in time.
All right.
No Googling, Zach?
No Googling.
All right.
No, I remember Cleveland. You guys were talking about
Cleveland. All right. Honor system is how we play this
Scraby
game.
Scraby is suspicious of everyone.
Yes, don't, I have to be.
Yeah,
I have
you
to.
Don't have to be. But
all right, Zach. Here's question number two. Anthony Davis was drafted by which NBA team?
All right. This one, I'm for sure going based off of, the ultimate guess.
Okay.
First thing that comes to mind is going to be the Pelicans.
Pelicans is correct. Man.
All right.
The Pels.
Answers. The Pels. I always thought the Pelicans was a weird name until I figured out it was, the New Orleans
bird. The state bird.
Yeah. The state bird, which Pelicans are scary, man. Have you ever had a Pelican dive at you?
I don't know that I've had a pelican dive at me, but I definitely went gone fishing before and seen pelicans snatch, bait. Yeah,
that's scary.
They don't mess
They're
around.
Big birds too. Birds scare me. All right, with that out of the way, the birds scare me. Zach is on to question number three. All right, in the history of baseball, Zach, what National League team has won the most batting titles?
Ooh.
That's a good question. Baseball is definitely my sport, but you're going a team with the batting
titles. Team batting titles.
Yes, I went and individually counted these babies.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like this. I mean, I don't know. I feel like the Reds have gotten a lot. They've been around a long, long time.
All right. The Reds, they have been. They were one of the first teams, if not the first team. Stay there, though.
Well, let's see. The Padres will have, like, 11. I think, if we're counting Luis's. No, they'll have 10. The Cardinals got a few. I'm going to say the Tigers.
For National League team?
Oh, you said National League team.
Yes.
Oh, you did say National League
team. Yes. Should I accept the Tigers?
No, you shouldn't. I'll go with the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Wow, you win. Zach, stay on the line. I'm going to get your information and qualify you for everything. Cardinals were number two.
Who was number one?
The Pirates. Pirates.
Who won batting titles for the Pirates?
I have no idea.
Where'd
but
you
they
find
won.
This at? I'm going to I'm have to Chris you have L. To, you right
I
here.
I think they won like 26, and the Cardinals won like 25 or 24. It's not an easy thing to look up, because I had to count on Wikipedia. So, yes.
Well, we're going
to
double check this, but congratulations on the win, my friend.
I hope it's not the Cardinals. This is always my I'm scared that this is going to happen. But yes, all right.
That's all right, well, let's roll away to break. When we come back,
we are going to talk about those two Yankees fans that ripped Mookie's glove off in the World Series because someone followed up with him, one of them, and he doesn't like his life anymore, Tony.
Uh-oh.
So we'll talk about that when we get back. 97.3 The Fan.
I got to say, if my partner was here right now, he'd be pitching a fit.
Strasburg ready to go.
Yeah, that's how far we had to go back into the archives to look at these batting title champs.
Prehistoric times.
And I don't know. We got mixed reviews.
I'm using Wikipedia.
There's some gray. He's using Wikipedia. I'm using Baseball Reference.
Baseball Reference doesn't, in the general court or general opinion, is the more accurate source.
Yeah, yes, it does.
But Wikipedia is never wrong. So.
I think it is wrong quite a bit, especially considering me and you can hop on there and just kind of put whatever information we want.
Yes, I am seeing that the Pirates won two more batting titles than the Cardinals. You're seeing that the Cardinals
are the leader in this.
Yes. And the discrepancy here is 1887, which is
1887,
ridiculous.
Tip O'Neill.
I have Sam Thompson of the Detroit Wolverines as the National League batting title.
Tip O'Neill won it in 1887 and 88.
Let's see. Did Tip O'Neill play for the St. Louis Cardinals?
That's what it says.
I want to see.
St. Louis.
I know that they've been around for a long time. Oh, they were the Browns.
There you go.
And I think the Browns, did they turn into the Cardinals or did they move someone else?
It's a great question. I probably should know that, but...
Oh my goodness, Tip O'Neill hit .435 that year.
Tip O'Neill was balling.
I love these stats back in the day.
124 games, .435, .496, .91 slash lines.
That's amazing.
The player.
St. Louis Browns, now that we have some time. A team that originated in Milwaukee... Ah, they became the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, so.
So, I'm right, you're wrong. Yeah, well,
fair enough, fair enough.
Okay.
Let's get to the story that's a little more fun to get into, though.
Yeah, these guys from the World Series, the Yankees guys, who, like, Mookie Betts went over to the wall to catch a foul ball, and they ended up, like, trying to pry the ball out of his glove.
Not trying to. They were prying it out, trying to pry it. They did try it. They were unsuccessful.
And they were very, very proud of themselves.
Super.
Yes. Austin Capobianco is not proud of himself anymore.
Oh, he's feeling different about his move.
Yes, according to this Athletic article, he's 38 years old, and he's received hundreds of texts and voicemails from strangers telling him to go to hell. Or worse.
Man, listen, as a Padre broadcaster, and having been in an environment with Dodger fans can be pretty ruthless.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're trying to rip Mookie Betts' arm off. You can't do that.
I think we can all kind of like put our Dodger hate aside for a sec. That was a trash move by any stretch of the imagination.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
It was ridiculous. It was like WWE. That's the first thing I thought. I was like, is this real? Like,
yeah.
These dudes are really pinning his arm down, trying to snatch the ball out. And it is so funny. That now, what's my man's name?
Austin Capobianco. Austin Copacabana.
AC over here.
Yeah.
He's having second thoughts now.
He's having second thoughts because now people are starting to send stuff in the mail, and one of those boxes ended up on his parents' doorstep because that's where his address was. He doesn't live there, actually. They were very wary to open it because there was no return address, and it ended up just containing feces, the box.
Let me tell you, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And these two gentlemen, at the time, as you said, were very proud of the move that they made. And maybe they only thought it as far as, we probably won't be able to come back to very many games. In 2024-25, you must have been, you know, not paying attention to anything. If you thought that it was just going to end with you simply just getting a ban from going to the stadium, my friend, you are sadly mistaken. These are part of the consequences, fair or unfair.
He said, guys, you won the World Series. Leave me alone.
No. It wasn't that they won. Ultimately, it seemed to be that you were pretty proud of the move you made.
Well, here, there's more. Because he talks about that, about trying to be proud. He said he didn't know how bad it was after it happened because Mookie Betts was swearing at him, so he...
Oh, because he completely forgot where he
knew
was at that
was,
point.
It was pretty bad. They got ejected. They went to that bar across the street, and I guess a bunch of people wanted to take pictures, and he got caught up in the celebrity of the moment. And
it's
they said they never planned ever to do what they did. They said the plan was to just knock the ball down to make sure it doesn't become an out for the Yankees, and only if the ball was heading toward their seats and not the field of play. So he's backtracking on what happened. Well,
he can backtrack all he wants.
He said
at this point,
he was trying to prevent something from escalating in literally a half a second. Anyway, his cell phone is blowing up from no IDs, different types of people. Here's some of the voicemails that were shared with
The
Athletic.
Man.
Have fun watching Game 5 from home, bleep face.
That's not that bad. You deserve that one.
Bleep you piece of bleep. You've got karma coming to you. Watch your back, bleep.
Oh, see, now we start to threaten life here. Here we go. This is where it starts to get cattywampus.
You're a bleep idiot and a joke, bleep. Bleep. I can't even say these things. He said he tries to avoid his phone now. I'm a good dude who did a dumb thing on camera. But
I believe that
in the end. I do too.
I believe he's a good dude. But as I said, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
You're on the world stage.
This is your stupid prize.
You're on the world stage in the World Series.
It won't last forever. It won't. People will move on. But for the time being, it's only been, October, November, December, January. It's only been 4 months. It hasn't been long enough for everybody to forget. Let the baseball season begin. You'll probably start getting a little bit less harassment. But this is the stupid prize you
Nate
won.
Nate has a great point. Why not just change your phone number?
You could do that, too.
Yeah, you kind of have
great,
to
Nate,
do that.
Fantastic point, Nate. I mean, you could try.
Is he trying to get sympathy from us?
He may be.
Because he goes on to say,
remember, this is the same guy that was like
pumped
that he
like remember
down,
we patrolled this
right,
area
right. Listen, in 2025 nothing should surprise anybody.
He went on to say that he hopes everything just goes away. He hopes he can go to a baseball game sometime soon, and he said, quote, I'm a hero in Yankees land. I'm a villain in America.
No.
I don't really care. I just want to be forgotten about. That's it. I want people to forget about me.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel bad that he's in this major depression because people are sending feces to his parents' house.
That's cool.
But you can't do what you did and get away with it.
I mean, he virtually got away with it. I mean, he just can't go to a Yankee game. He can still watch
No, he can, he can't go to any games anymore.
Well, now, that was after they stepped in and, like, had to up the ante on him.
Yes, yes. So he just would like everybody to stop contacting him, which,
you know,
I'm sorry, this should be a case study for people who want to do these things.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
It's
pretty easy. It's pretty simple.
Very simple.
Guy comes over to catch a fly ball.
You let him
listen,
do it.
No, I'm not even mad if you try to catch it. Just if you try to catch it and miss, though, you don't get to go back and then pin a dude's arm down and then try to take the ball out. Like, that's beyond the pale at that point.
It is beyond the pale. I guess he knows Gronk. Did you know that? Yeah, this guy?
Does it surprise you?
No.
I can 1,000% see Gronk pinning somebody's arm down, taking the ball out.
So Gronk at the time was on Up and Adams on...
I did know that. Yes. That's right.
Yes, they went to the University of Arizona where they became friends when Gronk was a freshman. And Gronk called him a fun dude. And then he goes on to say, him doing that represents himself very well. He is all in for his teams. He's all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. That describes him perfectly. So this is the guy he is.
This is who you are, buddy.
Cold game. You haven't even made it to the next season yet, and you're already...
We ain't even had spring training game yet.
And he wants the band to be lifted.
Nah, dog. You gonna eat that for a little bit.
He also didn't say this, but I'm sure he doesn't like all the different jokes about him looking like a penguin henchman.
Wait, what? Who? That was out there?
Yeah, because he does look like a penguin henchman.
I mean, he's like, I hadn't seen it, but when you said it, it was kind of a good visual.
He's got that look on his face, like I'm going back to the penguin cave,
the penguin henchman, huh?
Yep,
that's cold. All right, let's get to break. Big Five on the other side. Scrabies got it ready to go.
Treatments. Call QC Kinetics today, Torrey Hills and Hillcrest for a free consultation. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN.
Taxes was not knowing your full financial picture. Now Taxes is getting and maximizing your refund all in one place. Credit Karma, where a TurboTax expert can do your taxes for you. They'll get you the most money back, guaranteed. Then you can do more with all that money, all in Credit Karma. Now this is Taxes. Intuit Credit Karma with TurboTax. Get started today. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
For all station contest rules, go to 973thefansd.com/rules.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
What's up, football fans? Are you excited for the big game and ready to get in on the action? Look no further than the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Sign up using bonus code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, to get up to $1,500 in bonus bets if your first bet loses. Be sure to lock in your picks on this year's big game in New Orleans with the Sportsbook born in Vegas. Earn MGM rewards points from your bets, take advantage of offers found nowhere else, and look out for surprise rewards dropping in your account all year. There's no better place to enjoy the big game than BetMGM. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Bill Ryder with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Lakers are now Luka's team. About him, for him, and to be built around him. That was expressed by Lakers GM Rob Pelinka multiple times at Doncic's introductory press conference on Tuesday, where he was called a starting point and a gift. LeBron's on this team, but he's not its focal point any longer. I'm Bill Rutter.
The biggest fan contest gives you an opportunity to win a night in the 97.3 suite with 20 tickets to a future Padres game.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Just register at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan and listen for your name to be called at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., or 5:30 p.m. If you hear your name, call the station within 10 minutes and you'll qualify for our grand prize. Thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Big Five coming up. First, traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody. The Big Five got some great topics today. Jamar Chase said something he may want to take back or not. We'll see. Also, there are some fan protests going on in Dallas that I want to get your guys' opinion on. But first, we're going to start with, I think, good news for the new look Pac-12.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
Number five.
And ESPN, Fox, and CBS are still open, according to reports, to participating in a media rights package with the expanded Pac-12, sources tell Front Office Sports. The Pac-12 hopes to sign a deal before looking to further expand, and discussions for a media rights package are currently ongoing and in a exploratory phase, one source said. It's unclear how much interest each network has, but another source characterized conversations with prospective partners as productive. Chris, how important is this to the future of the new Pac-12?
I think it would be great, but I think that we're putting the cart ahead of the horse.
Speak to him, Chris.
Well, we need a league first. I mean, that is still my biggest concern. Right now, we don't have enough teams to qualify for a football conference. You know, I think Gonzaga being in there makes it great in basketball, but we still need a couple more teams. And until they can, you know, get Stanford and Cal to wake up and come back to the Pac-12, or they can, you know, coax Memphis and whoever else they're talking to from the AAC to come in, you know, I'm still hesitant to celebrate 100%, but, you know, assuming that we get a full conference put together, yeah, I mean, you get your games on ESPN. That seems to make things so much more legit. You know, it frustrates me in basketball that the Aztecs and the Mountain West are never on ESPN, and as a result, they don't get talked about near as much as the rest of the teams in the country, and that's just the way things are right now.
All right. Tony, how important is this to the future of the new Pac-12?
I think Chris hit it on the head. It's 1B to this whole conversation. 1A, of course, is getting the teams that you need into the conference, enough teams so that it actually matters. I can't imagine that ESPN or Fox or whoever is in these exploratory talks haven't been watching the same news as us, which is Pac-12. I don't know if they leak it out there that they want these teams. Said teams say, we're good. And that has been the trend really ever since San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State. Who am I missing? There's one more. Fresno?
Fresno State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since those teams accepted, everybody else since then, outside of Gonzaga, who's going to be basketball only, have kind of said, we're good for now. And so I imagine these talks can only be exploratory until you have a full conference that can actually be pushed and actually put on TV.
Now, when I first read this, I thought, this is a great idea. What if they've talked to schools already and they can present to ESPN, Fox, and CBS, hey, if you guys sign on, then we're going to get XYZ schools.
They could do that, but if I'm Fox or ESPN, and I've already been in negotiations with the real Pac-12 prior to this, right, or whoever was in the conversation, I would probably feel a little more comfortable, especially given that not even the TV companies know which way streaming is going to end. It would seem a little, as Chris said, putting the apple before the cart kind of deal.
What does that mean, Chris? Like, why apple before the cart?
Well, that's not the saying.
Oh, what is the saying? The saying is
the cart before the horse.
Oh, cart before
the horse. If you put the cart, then the horse behind the cart, and you'd
doesn't
have to
go anywhere.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Horse is right. Just, okay. That makes a lot more sense than the apple before the cart.
I like the apple before the cart. I thought maybe you don't want to run over your apple or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that one.
Dang.
Four.
All right.
You just used it, didn't you? Like right before I said it.
I heard apple and cart somewhere.
I swear I've heard apple cart, but maybe not.
I've heard apple cart. I have. But apparently it's wrong. I'm not saying that Chris did anything wrong here. I'm just saying that we have it wrong, Tony.
Clearly.
This next topic isn't necessarily one fans care about, but it does give you an inside look at how the business of basketball is done. Candace Parker brought up something about the Luka trade with NBA on TNT that may have other front offices looking to do the same. Here she is.
I think one thing that we aren't talking about is the $117 million that Luka is losing, not being able to sign a Supermax deal, which I think is in question now going forward with guys. Is this a way for ownership to get out of the Supermax contract? And is this something that's going to have to be in discussion for players in the CBA? Because he's met every single part of what he is supposed to. First team All-NBA, in the conversation of averaging one of three players to average 28-7-7. I mean, almost average a triple-double last year. So he's done everything as a player. And now he cannot.
$350 was supposed to be coming his way.
Now he can't sign.
But, you know, there's got to be something internal that we don't know. You know, we know what's outside, but what's behind the scenes that we're missing?
You know, I really feel bad for Luka. His $117 million just going by the wayside.
A lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I also hate when they put music behind TV stuff, you know, when she goes in and they show the stats on the screen. It's like, and she's like trying to
drama.
Talk over it.
It builds the drama.
Anyway, Tony, you're up first here. Do you think other teams will do this?
I think it depends on the circumstance. Listen, I think, there's a couple things I think at play here. Owners aren't dumb or not paying attention to their money in terms of the whole, you know, load managing, even though their organizations are certainly a part of that. And I also don't think it's lost upon them that they have been on the stiff arm side of a lot of players being able to kind of
do what they want,
force their way to where it goes. Now, that's a piece of it. I think the other piece is this was a personal kind of relationship that fractured. There was reports that Luka had mentioned earlier in the season that they're firing everybody that he likes. And that was in the ESPN article when this broke, that, you know, they had fired a lot of people he was close to. On top of that, you have what either could be a cop-out or an easy way for the organization to say, hey, this is why we're doing this, right? He's 25. If he's out of shape, there's been no signs of it. He's the third highest scorer in NBA history, second highest scorer, and he's got his team to a conference final and a final in a short period of time. That being said, I don't think all owners will jump to do this because these players that we're talking about, these type of players, they don't come around very so often. So clearly to me, there is something that happened internally that we don't know or don't understand at this point. Otherwise, listen, when these players pop up, there's a reason why this is the first trade of its kind is because this situation, I think, is unique.
It's left major ripples.
I think it's also good, though, because it puts that seed in players' heads. I've heard some of the likes of KD, LeBron all say anybody can get got. There's only two players in the NBA that have no trade clause. That's LeBron and Beal.
Oh, I didn't know that. How did Bradley Beal get that?
Good negotiation. Remember, he was stuck in Washington.
Giannis can't get it, but Bradley Beal can. That's crazy.
He was stuck in Washington, and it was the only piece that they had that people were coming out to see. So at that point, you got leverage. But there are only two. Everybody else can get got, and I think at least it kind of puts that fear in players' minds that, all right, well, all is not safe all the time.
Chris, do you think other teams are going to do this?
I think Candace Parker and everybody else who's talking about this trade is putting the apple in front of the cart.
Don't crush that apple. Don't crush it.
They're going to crush it.
They're crushing the apple. I think everybody's honestly looking for something that's not there. And, Candace Parker's looking for something that I don't think is there. I think any owner would be happy to pay a max contract to a player of that stature, if they have a player of that stature, because even though they're paying them more, that player is going to bring so much more attention and money into the organization that it's going to be worth it. Right. And that's why there's only a few guys that are in that league, like Luka, like Jordan before that, etc. So I just don't think there's any underlying reasons to this, other than the fact that the Dallas Mavericks thought that with Luka Doncic not guarding anybody and playing alongside Kyrie Irving, that they couldn't get all the way to win a championship. And maybe with Anthony Davis coming in and giving them a huge boost to their front line, and with Kyrie now free to roam the outside, they think they have a better chance to win this year. And you know what? I agree with them. And they're giving up on Luka probably because of some internal things, like Tony said, where the relationship just isn't there anymore. And so they're willing to go out and try to improve their team. I think they have. I think the Lakers will do better in the future. But I think Dallas is going to do fine now. And I think everybody looking for a conspiracy or a reason for why this trade was made is just not coming up with anything, because it's not there.
Yeah. I know why the trade was made.
Why is that?
Luka was mad when they took the beer from him. Did you see his face? I would be mad too if someone
took a
beer from me.
It was kind of embarrassing when you think about it. It's like, yo, you just go snatch a beer out of my hand and throw all these
people. Beer. What the heck? Chris, did you see that video?
I missed that one.
Sorry. Oh, it's like a celebration. He has a beer.
I think they're going to the finals.
And some Mavericks employee.
No, it was Michael Finley.
Okay, I didn't know.
Former Mav Michael Finley. He was an executive there.
So Luka's drinking this beer out of a can, and he walks by and takes the beer from him, and Luka's like, why did you take my beer?
He's sunned.
Maybe Michael Finley was thirsty.
Maybe.
It was funny. He didn't drink it. He just held it after he took it. Oh.
While Luka was staring longingly at the beer.
Number three.
Free agent Ja'Marr Chase. Yes, that's right. He is not under contract, I don't believe, by the Cincinnati Bengals anymore. He was at the Pro Bowl, and he was asked how the team was able to get back in the season so late in the season, and his answer was interesting. So I'm going to ask you guys to analyze this answer after it's done, but here it is.
I want to say just... I want to say just locking in, you know? I don't think we were ready to really get into the season when we got into the season, if I'm being honest. But, you know, we locked in when it was time to, but it wasn't, you know, early enough.
So many people are talking about the pause before he gave his answer. Like, what was he actually thinking? So, Chris, analyze that answer.
Well, Tony told you what he was thinking a long time ago, and Tony was 100% right. And what he was thinking was that when the season began, he was upset that the Cincinnati Bengals would not take care of him. And as a result, he and the Bengals did not get into the kind of mental attitude that you need to be in to start a football season. Now, I credit Ja'Marr Chase, because eventually, a month or so in, he was able to put it all behind him and take off and go ahead and focus on football and realize that the better he did, the better it would be for him in the future. And he played an incredible season, and he became one of the most dominated weapons in the league. But he was not that in September, and he was not that into early October. I recall his fantasy team owner complaining about his lack of production
on the very show. Yes, he was.
I needed more from him at the time.
Yes, I know. But I really think that's what the pause was. The fact that the Bengals did not, it was terrible business practiced by the Bengals, and they paid the price for it. And Tony said it at the time, and that's how it turned out.
All right, Tony, analyze that answer.
I think he was, if it was an honest answer, I think he was, I mean, he probably was censoring himself in the sense of making it so that he could actually say it on camera.
He was political,
yeah,
too.
I thought he was very honest, though. I mean, Chris is right. First month and some change, that team was not together. Not only did you have Jamar Chase, I mean, T. Higgins has been dealing with it for the past two seasons. So you had two wide receivers in there, same way. Burrow, was he healthy at the very beginning of the season?
He's been dealing with his wrist all year.
He had the wrist thing. And listen, I know, especially in football, it seems as though they take it personal when, especially somebody like Jamar Chase, because by all accounts, he's been the model citizen.
Yeah.
And he's gone out and been extremely effective in however many years. And I think he thought that in the end, the Bengals would take care of him. I think most players think, I'll be the exception this time. And when you find,
a lot of people think
when
that.
You find out you're not, it's a little irritating. You're like, I came in here, I'm here busting my behind here early every day. And so it took him a little bit of time to get over it. Eventually he did. And as Chris said, he was one of the best weapons in the league. But that also cost him wins, which is what you need in order to participate in the dance.
Can't start seasons 1-4 and expect to make the playoffs every single year.
It was
year.
A great run.
It was.
I'm sorry.
Didn't they win like a bunch in a row? They had to have.
I think they won out, didn't they?
Five or six in a row at the end.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's pretty good. But, all right.
Too late.
I don't know that Jamar Chase will be a Bengal. If he's, I don't know.
I hope for his sake he's not.
I mean, I do hope he is.
He's never going to get
him and
paid.
Joe Burrow have the perfect connection.
Number two.
We're back to the Dallas Mavericks, guys. Amid fan protests and criticism from around the league, the team has offered, the Dallas Mavericks that is, offered refunds to at least some fans who canceled their season tickets in the wake of the trade that sent Luka to the Lakers. Dallas actually didn't confirm it was doing so when local news reached out, but they offered this statement, quote, regarding tickets, no determination has been made about season ticket pricing for the 2025-26 season. Season ticket members will hear from their reps over the next few weeks. Regarding refunds, we value every season ticket member relationship, and reps are available to take calls from members with any concerns or questions, end quote. I love that answer, that stock answer. It's such a great thing. Tony, should they have to give refunds?
I don't know, man. This is a tricky one. I mean, is Luka the first dude to ever be traded from a team? Like,
no, but I think it was so surprising that when you purchased the tickets, you didn't think you would ever leave.
I'm just saying. You got Anthony Davis there. You're still a it'd be different, maybe if.
And but I don't like unibrows.
Oh, I'm sorry, you don't like unibrows. This is my team. I decided to make a trade. You bought your tickets already. I don't know. This one, are teams going to start giving money back?
That's a really bad.
That's
precedent.
Anytime there's a trade, like that's. I mean, the NBA, it happens like almost every year at the deadline. Somebody gets traded. Like, are we just giving money back now? I think this is. They confirmed that they're doing it, though, right?
What I see, they're not. They haven't actually said that they're doing it. Some fans are saying that they are doing it, so okay. It's conflicting information.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
I kind of agree with you.
I don't just think this is such
just canceled for next season.
Crazy presidents moving forward.
Yeah, Chris, should the Mavs give refunds?
Are the Padres going to refund season tickets this year if they traded Fernando in July?
I don't think so.
Well, that's not going to happen. So you don't even have to put it out there.
When you say it like that,
it's not
going to
happen that they were ever going to trade. It was never going to happen that they were going to trade Luka either.
I know.
I mean, you know, but it happened. So this is absolutely ridiculous. Buyer beware. It's the same. It's not the exact same. But if you buy tickets for a game in March between the Mavericks and the 76ers, because you want to see Joel Embiid, he may not play.
You're probably not going to get your money back. Just to be honest.
Well, I'm just... You're right. Okay. But you're not going to get your money back. No. I mean, this is a buyer beware situation. This is a possibility that trades can be made. The people in Dallas are absolutely acting like idiots, in my estimation. Have you seen some of the Twitter videos?
I saw the coffin. That was enough for me.
The coffin was great.
It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, people are out there saying that, you know, they're gonna you know, kill anybody that comes within 5 feet. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's a little crazy.
It's lunacy. I mean, it's absolute lunacy. As I said, if they gave him away for nothing, I could see it. Tony, don't you agree that they're a better team right this minute?
Yes.
Or at least as good of a team with Anthony Davis?
I think they're a better team.
The one guy in this is getting completely overlooked.
He is. He 100%
is. Like, he's like an absolute nothing in this trade in anybody's mind. I think Dallas is a much more dangerous team. Now, you know, for the next 10 years, hey, Dallas made the deal, and this is what they want to do. But, yeah, fans are being crazy down there. No, they should not get their money back. Sorry.
I think you guys aren't giving the fans enough credit because
as much as
a team should not listen to fans to make decisions, you have to think about the repercussions of trading your best player.
Scrappy, you going to keep playing this card that you are playing
every
before the
time.
People. Get out of here, bro.
Every time.
Number one.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Chicago Bulls eventually moved on from Michael Jordan.
Well, he was old. He was literally still winning championships
He was old. And they didn't trade him.
He was literally still winning championships.
Look, Scraby, they broke up the entire team right after their sixth championship.
So we had enough winning.
They got rid of... they just said, we don't want to win anymore. That's it. We're done.
We're good.
Okay,
they got rid of every single player and the coach.
I'm sorry, Bulls fans have plenty to be happy about with the six championships.
They didn't get one.
Well, they got one before Luka. Luka was going to be a statue player, according to some of those fans.
Luka still is going to be a statue player.
He's
just not in Dallas.
Oh, outside of Staples Center.
You're going to have about our 15th, our 20th statue out there now.
Pretty soon you're not going to be able to get to the damn arena. It's going to be in the middle of the street.
This is going to be right in the middle of the street.
Right next to the Bronny statue that's going to go up.
All right, let's go.
Hey, he made a three the other night, Scraby. He's on his way.
All right. Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan has his $360 million 400-foot yacht Kismet parked in New Orleans right now before the Super Bowl. Guess what it has, guys? Three pools, four fireplaces, a spa, a sauna, a cryo chamber, a gym, a yoga studio, basketball and pickleball courts, and a helipad. It also sleeps 12 guests and has a crew of 37.
I got all kinds of questions.
I retweeted this video of the yacht if you want to see it, at Matt Scraby.
Why in the world do you need three pools with only 12 guests allowed? This just makes no sense.
Well, because one of those pools is the no peeing in the pool.
Oh, so there's a pool.
Yes. There's a kiddie pool where that all goes down.
Okay.
And then I have my own private pool. And then there's the mishmash pool.
Hmm.
Chris? Okay.
Where was the question?
I didn't even ask the question. Sorry. If money was no object, what is the most ridiculous thing you would buy?
Well, that's a silly... I mean, I don't know. I guess a huge house somewhere that had a lot of stuff. You know me, I hate stuff, so it would be pretty unlikely that I would buy anything. I'd rather give my money to other people. But I do want to address this guy. What's his name?
Shad Khan. Yeah.
Shad Khan. The guy is pretty tone deaf. I mean, he honestly is tone deaf. He owns the worst franchise in the National Football.
He's got the Raleigh finger mustache, doesn't he?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, he's got the worst franchise in the entire league. He routinely takes his team away from the fans by every year allowing them to play at least two home games in London. And he puts no money back into his product. Yet he shows up with a gazillion dollar yacht at the Super Bowl.
He did put a bunch of money into downtown Jacksonville, though, and the stadium, so I will say that.
Isn't that nice?
Well, I mean, you said he didn't spend any money.
Scraby is the most both sides of the fence dude. He was just taken up for the people. Now he's back on the owner's side. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
pick a side, buddy.
If he has billions of dollars, why can't he buy a yacht?
I didn't say
that. Why can't he buy a player?
He did. Trevor Lawrence.
Why didn't he buy a player?
Tony, if money was no object, I mean, you pretty much have everything that's available in this world, so I don't know what you would buy, but what would you buy?
I would want a house with a lake that I could stock it with all kinds of crazy fish.
That's awesome.
And
I don't think that's what you want.
What do you think I want?
I think that you and I just came up with
something. Oh, I just thought of this. I would definitely buy 6 courtside Laker tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think there's something else you'd want to buy.
What am I missing?
I think there's something that you should buy if you have endless money, because it makes perfect sense.
Go ahead, give it to me.
And that's your own Lear jet.
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be my next one, was a jet.
Okay.
That was going to be my next one. When he gets to use the Padres jet all the time, I mean, he doesn't need a Lear jet. Well,
trust me.
Wouldn't it be nice, Tony, to just wear and when you wanted to?
Yes.
And if you're in the middle of a road trip, you can go see your daughter play soccer. I would not have to wait on an airport to come to Fresno to do a basketball game. It would be a wonderful world.
It would.
So that
it
there's
would.
Your answer.
And then you can have me be trained to be the pilot. And
Scraby,
then I would
act
fly.
Like I'd never met you before if I had that kind of money. No,
I am a peasant at that point, so I don't disagree with you. Billionaires don't talk to peasants. Come on. Are you serious? Yeah. They don't talk to peasants.
No.
All right, guys. That's it for the Big Five.
Scraby, you might be able to be the flight attendant on my
No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I am not going to serve you. I'm going to say that my grandfather died, and I'm too sad to do it like your flight attendant to Laramie, Wyoming.
All right. Bring me up some of them cashews, will you?
I'm going to throw them at you. Be like, here's your cashews. Bah! All right. Michael Flix in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll also recap some of the biggest news of the day when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.